Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
You are personal with him. You are personal with him. Every time Jesus will say, God, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father. Why? He was personal. He understood his source and realized that when I say Father, what I'm saying is that God is my source. He is my source. It is my prayer for you today that you would relate with God. Not as a God that others know, but you relate with him as your Father. In this year 2024, I pray that God will be your Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus spent time with his Father. Jesus prayed to his Father many a times. Before he did anything, he talked to his Father. He relates with his Father. I'm giving somebody a secret of life. Never do anything without telling your Father about it. Is somebody here with me? If Jesus lived out of a place of prayer, then we also need to live in the place of prayer. We must spend time with God. We must spend time with God. Not just 2 minutes, 5 minutes, sleeping time prayer. Not just when you are hurry, you just want to wake up from bed and go and attend to your chores and go to work. Then you just, say any prayer and get away. We need to spend time with God. Our relationship with God is the bedrock for the relationship of every good thing. Can I talk to you? Your relationship with God is the foundation of every good thing in your life. When that foundation is not in place, nothing will work for you. Am I talking to people here? Nothing will work for you. Nothing will work for you. Never complain about what is not right in your life. Check your relationship with God. Am I talking to people here? I wish people respond to me. Never talked about how your wife is misbehaving, how your husband is misbehaving. Never talked about how the job, the career work is not going well. Never complain about anything if you know that your connectivity with God is not right. You have no reason to complain, because your connectivity with God will align all things in your life. What a blessing. Jesus had a relationship with God. He spoke to him and he listened to him. He obeyed him. And in John chapter number 15, we saw what Jesus said. In John chapter number 15, the Bible says that Jesus, let's read a little bit of it. John 15, put it there. He said, I am the true vine and my Father is what? The husband. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he take it away. And every branch that bear fruit, he purges it, and it may what? Bring forth what? Come push it now. Now ye are clean through the word which I have what? Spoken to you. Now everybody go. Let's read together. Abide in me and I in you. Abide in me and I in you. Everybody go. Abide and I in you. Listen to me. The Greek rendition for the word abide means to rest. Rest in God. Stop fretting. Stop being anxious. Stop being worried. Stop being running around as if you are the jack of all trade, trying to survey your own life. Stop being worried. Rest in me and I will do the work for you. That is all. Rest in me. Abide in me. And I in you. And as you abide in me, he said that then you can bear much fruit. You want to bear fruit? You want to be relevant? You want to be influencer? You must stay with your Father. Stay in Him. Abide in Him. Rest in Him. I pray for somebody that may you have relationship and fellowship with your Father. I said with your Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. It is not about the doing, but about the being. About the being, your position is what is important, not your preposition, not the things you do. It is not about your running around, but it is your position. I pray for somebody, be positioned in Christ. Be positioned in Christ. Make sure you are connected with God, and everything will be connected to you. And I see you becoming an influencer. You will get to the place and people will know that the person has come. This guy, once he has come, everything is settled. Oh my God, people will have no reason to talk evil about you because they know what is inside of you. They know what you carry. Once you step there, the issue is resolved. I pray that you will not be a burden to your family. You will not be a burden to your community. You will not be a burden to your environment. But you'll be a game changer. Shout, I am a game changer. Why? You are connected with Jesus. There's one thing to be born again, and there's another thing to be connected, to be about. Let me tell you something. You may think you are saved, but you may not be connected. You may not be connected. There are many people in this church, but not everybody is connected. People have taken the church as a tradition. Something that I must go every Sunday. If I don't go on church Sunday, my conscience will hurt. Their conscience will prick them. So it is their duty to go to church, but it is not their duty to meet the God of the church. Are you here with me? If you are here and it is not your duty to know the God of the church and to know Him better and to serve Him, then you are wasting your time. This year shall be miserable for you. I'm telling you, because the kind of things that are going to happen will take those who are connected to God. Those who are going to have influence are people who are going to, who are connected and have relationship with God. What does Psalm number 1 verse 1 to 3 says? Psalm number 1 verse 1 to 3 or verse number 1 to 2. Yeah, I mean, we must know. He said that blessed is the man. Blessed is the man. Come on, tap somebody and say, blessed is the man. Ah, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Oh, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of what? Look at verse 2. Amazing. So he's talking about a man that is blessed, a man that is blessed, a man that has the capacity, a man whose aura, everything about him is well, a man that has everything going well for. That man, the Bible says, you are blessed. When everything is going well for you, it is an indication of the blessings of God. That man does not sit anywhere. That man does not walk anywhere. That man does not sit and stand anywhere. Verse 2, he says, but his delight. Okay. His delight. That person don't join any group. He's not connected with people. His sense of livelihood or value doesn't come from people. Some of you, until somebody look at you and say, your dress is nice, you feel that you have worn the most worst dress of all. How do you assess your value based on people's opinion? Kyle, who are you? If nobody accepted you, nobody greeted you, nobody welcomed you, then you feel that you are out of the scene. Who told you? Your connectivity with God is what gives you value in life. When you are connected with Jesus, it makes you valuable. You don't stand with anybody. You don't sit among anybody. You don't walk anywhere. What you do is that your delight, My joy, the word delight means my joy. What brings me joy? What brings me sense of value? What brings me potential? What brings me ability? It's the word of the Lord, which I meditate what? Day and night. You are not sitting anywhere. Shout, I'm not sitting anywhere. I'm not standing anywhere. I'm not walking anywhere. Listen, your relationship with God will determine who you fellowship with, who becomes your friend. Once you know God and you want God to be the one influencing your life, you will never enjoy yourself with anything that will not matter to you, anything that will not bring joy to you. This year, we want serious people. God wants people to work with. God wants people to move with. God wants people to showcase his glory in their lives. God wants people who will tabernacle his presence. And out of his presence, the influence would exude. The influence will spread everywhere. And everybody will know that these people have been with God. These people have been with God. The Bible says that his delight, his delight, his delight, it's in the law of the Lord. And you know what? He said, and he shall be like a tree. Ah, he shall be like a tree. Look at your life. Every season you change. No matter what happens, when a small wind is blowing, it takes you away. Let me tell you something. Those who are connected and have relationship with Jesus Christ, the Bible says that they shall be like Mount Zion. They will never be moved. The Bible says that they will be like a plant by the streams of living water, whose leaves never wither. Can I talk to somebody? Every day of the year, every season of the year, you will still be flourishing. When other leaves are coming down and are dried, your leaves will forever be green. You will not know any dry season. Oh, come on, can I talk to somebody? Every day will be Christmas for you. Every day will be a good day for you. Somebody this morning, on the first Sunday, may you have your connection with Jesus right. Stop playing church. Stop playing church. Stop playing church and be serious with God. You have become a player too much. Stop playing church. Stop playing church. God wants you to impact your world and impact society. Who is following you? Of all your beauty, of all your... Who is following you? You cannot even move even your friend to follow you to church. Good for nothing. Good for nothing. No word of you can ever have impact on somebody that you know. Who do you think you are? You are wasting your life. I pray that this year, may you never waste your life. May you never waste your life. May you never waste your life. I see God making it so. Take your seat. When you get to know God and seeing his heart, you become like him. You become like him. Number two, what made Jesus the ultimate influencer? His identity. Jesus knew who he was and whose he is. He knew who he was and whose he is. This is so important. In life, if you don't know who you are, people will treat you anyhow. If you don't know whose you are, people will take you for granted. Go anywhere and mention a renowned person, a popular person, a person of influence. You will never struggle. You will never hurt. The doors will just be open. It's like it will flow like that. But go to the same place without knowing anybody. You'll be marking time. As if nobody has seen you. And let me tell you, people are willing to be connected to men of great stature, men, with social laurels, people who have gone far in life so that they can have things going well for them. You are talking about human beings. People want to be connected to some people in order to have some favors done to them. Am I right or wrong? But yet, nobody is willing to connect to Jesus, the creator of the ends of the universe, who even created the people that you want to know in order to have favor with them. You see how foolish we can be. All because we think that this person has what it takes. Do you know what Jesus has for you? Because of Jesus, everything is under your feet. When Jesus is the one that you are connected to and he is your identity, you don't get stranded. You don't get confused at any point in time. Just as anybody will get anywhere and issue their ID card for a free passage, in the same way that you are wearing Christ. Christ is your righteousness. He is your garment. Oh, he lives inside of you and he is with you. His presence is for you. Therefore, no matter where you stand, Christ's identity is enough to give you access to anywhere you want to go in life. Oh my God, I wish I'm speaking to somebody. Is somebody here this morning? I pray that may you have an identity. May Christ be your identity this year. May you identify yourself with Christ. Jesus knew that God was his father, and he said it many times. And one of the moments when he talked about it, the Bible says that the Pharisees got so angry that he said that God is father, because they knew what he was talking about. And they started asking him questions. But how old are you? How long have you lived? To be able to equate yourself with Moses. Because Jesus has said that even before Moses was, I was. But then the people and the Jews knew that Moses was the somebody who has lived so long. It was through him that the law came. And you are saying that even when he was, you were. Then what are you trying to tell us? So the Bible says that they picked stones in order to kill him. Is anybody here with me? All because Jesus is equating himself with his father. Let me tell you something. Anytime you identify yourself with God, not only is he your source, but what it means that whatever God is, you are. Oh, come on, can I talk to somebody? Whatever God is, you are. And he said that I am that I am. Oh my God, I am the Yahweh God. I am all sufficient God. I am all powerful God. There is no one like me, and that is who God is. And therefore, as you identify yourself with God as your father, what you are saying is that you are also the I am. Everything unto God is who I am. Everything that God is, so I am. Are there people here who in the year 2024 will see God as I am? And as he is, so are we in this world. Somebody shout, I am. I am. I am. Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let anybody talk you out of your source. Don't let anybody actually disabuse your mind about who God is to you. Shout, God is my father. It is the greatest thing to know that he is your father, because his DNA is in you. You cannot behave any other. I cannot be different from who God is. Come on, tap three people and say, I cannot be different. Oh my God, I cannot be different. Come on, it's louder. I cannot be different. I cannot be different. If God cannot fail, then I'm not failing. If God cannot miss it, then I'm not missing it. It's God, I am Pasika Paradosete. I carry his nature. Anything that is not in God cannot be found in me. I wish I have the right people. I said, anything that is not in God cannot be found in me. If God cannot be sick, then this year I cannot be sick. Oh my God, if God is a spirit and cannot die, then I know that I cannot die. He said, I will live and not die. I will live to declare the good works of the Lord. Shout, God is my father. You must understand who your father is. He's an all-encompassing God. He's full of grace and mercy. God is your father. He does not disappoint. He's a merciful God. Oh my God, am I talking to somebody here? This morning, don't just sit here cute, looking at the preacher man as if you've not seen one before. I came to preach the word of the Lord to you, that you can make a difference this year. You can make a difference this year. Don't live your life the way you did last year. Let there be a change. Let the power of God change who you are. Let the power of God make you like Christ. Make you like your Father. Yes, shout that whosoever is born of the flesh is flesh, and whosoever is born of the Spirit is of the Spirit. Oh my God. He said, I marvel not that I tell you this, that you must be born again. For the wind bloweth where it listeth, and you do not know where it cometh from, neither do you know where it goeth. And all that you see is the effect of it. That is your influence. That is your influence. People will not know where you are coming from. They cannot determine where you are going, but they can only see your effect. They can only see the changes around you. Shout, God is my Father. This is what you need. To know that God is your Father. Here, don't sit here and think God is something else sitting somewhere. He is your Father. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. Personal possession. Personal pronoun. God, can you imagine David possessing God? He is mine. Oh, I don't know about you, but he is mine. Come on, tell five people, he is mine. Oh, am I talking to people? Shout, he is mine. I don't know about those sitting down, absent-minded. Tell somebody, he is mine. He is mine. He is mine. He is mine. Shout, he's mine. You must own him. You must own God. Own God. He's mine. Because when I sleep, he is with me. When I go through the fire, he's with me. When I go through the storms, he is with me. He is mine. He's mine. He's mine. Shout it, he's mine. In the year 2024, he is yours. He is yours. His presence will be with you. His power will be with you. His strength will be with you. He is yours. Shout, he's mine. Know who you are. Your identity counts. I said your identity counts. Because you know that men would cause you to make you look like what you are not. People would want to address you to become something that you are not. They will denigrate you. They will bring you down. They will say all kinds of things. Somebody can look at you and say, "Rene Nimbi." Meanwhile, so who are fetching? Who are fetching? And so bet much when we get Rene Nimbi amoa. Just to bring you down. Say, "Obet Danny War." Ayo adefu frobi. But I want this to sink into your spirit, that no matter what the world tells you, no matter who people say you are, I look like God. Oh, look at you. I look like God. I look like God. I look like God. Anything that does not look like God is not me. Shout hallelujah. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't care how big my head is, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Listen, accept what God has made you, son. Accept it. Don't let anybody change who you are by their opinion of you. After all, who are they? Who are they? Let me tell you, we have people who give in to the description people have given them. People describe you anyhow, and you go home and cry. You look into the mirror and you ask yourself, is it true? Then you start crying. Just because somebody has rejected you, just because you didn't have what you want, let me tell you something. I look like God. You may not like me, but I look like God. Yeah. God is my Father. I want you to be bold and strong this year and know who you are. Know who you are and whose you are. He owns me. I am his property. I am the apple of his eye. You dare not touch me. Do you know what it took for him to get me? His own blood. He could die in order to get me. How dare you want to reject me and think that I'm nobody? Somebody loves me more than you are. Is there anybody here who knows the value of the Father's love for your life? Shout a big amen. Amen. Number three, character. Jesus was God, and therefore he bore his Father's character. God does not rate people the way they do, the way we do rate people. God does not rate people the way we rate people. 1 Samuel 16 verse 7. For the Lord does not see as a man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. The Lord looks at the heart. When was the last time you were as concerned about the state of your heart as the state of your appearance? When was the last time that you started assessing yourself, analyzing yourself about the state of your heart than the state of your appearance? People of God, as I said earlier, we are more concerned about the appearance than the state of our heart. You see, I know there are demons. I know there are witches. I know there are all kinds of demonic influences that try to sabotage our lives and makes us not be able to reach our goals and our expectations. I know they are. But can I tell you something? When a man positions himself and a man begins to work on himself by the grace of the Holy Spirit, no demon, no witch or wizard can thwart your destiny or change you. Listen, take it from me. It's good we dress nice. It's good we look good on the outside. But that does not matter much. Because, as I said, people will never want to relate with my coat. What is this? Nobody wants to relate with your hair, your appearance. The reason why we have divorces in its ascendancy, we have all kinds of quarrels, issues with people at work, anywhere. You see, there is always a controversy. Something that is not right between you and people is that you are presenting what is on the outside, which is not your true nature. When people get to know who you really are, then no more because when you presented yourself during the courtship before marriage, what you were showing was on the outside. How nice your shape is, how wonderful your eyelids are. You always tell people how good you can dress. You're always concerned about the outside, but no detailed work on the inside. Can I talk to people here? This year, people would be influenced not by the way you dress. People that you know will only be influenced based on the heart you carry. How lovely you are. How peaceable you are. How humble you are. Not how many shoes he has, or the roll on, or the perfume she or he is wearing. But people will only relate with what is in the inside. If I were you this year, I would spend more time working in my inside. You will not lose your marriage because you are working on the inside. You will not lose who you are because who you are can never be tempered with. He says, the Lord look into what? The heart of men. Whereas men look on what? The outside. This year, may your character count. I said, may your character do us what? Count. May your character count. More than the state of your appearance.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.